This is Pastor Jeff Ferguson of JF Ministries Association out of Eastern Oklahoma, USA. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is our first broadcast on Blog Talk Radio in nearly 2 years. And a lot has changed on Blog Talk Radio, and a lot of things have changed in me as well. And I'd like to share with you a little bit of what is a Christian. Now, we're going to have to do this in a couple of different parts because there's quite a bit to cover. Now, exactly what is a Christian? You know, and the thing of it is, if you ask 30 people their opinion on a subject, you will usually get 30 different answers. Everybody's got their own opinion, and they all think they're right. It's really good when the questions have to do with politics. Everybody's got an opinion about politics and politicians, but not all of them are always right. Sometimes none of them is right, but you know how that goes. All right. By the way, you can call in while we're on the air at area code 619-924-9788. That's area code 619-924-9788. That is California, and I'm in Oklahoma, but you know what? That's the way they do it, and so we're just going to go with it, all right? Okay, so if you want to call in, call in. We've got plenty of time. We've only been to the message about, let's see, what is it saying? About 2 minutes or so. So we've got plenty of time left. We're only gonna try this at 15-minute intervals for a while. We may expand to 30. Who knows? We may expand even more. So. Anyways, let's get to what I'm trying to get covered here for the next few minutes. Now, if a Christian is someone who believes in God, now, they'll say, well, I believe there's a God, or he or she is out there somewhere watching us. There's a higher power, and I believe there's a higher power. But a Christian, boom, is someone who believes there's a God. A Christian is someone who tries to live a good life and treats other people right. Now, what am I talking about? They do the best they can. Their good parts outweigh their bad parts. They try to help other people occasionally. They don't judge others. Whoa, look out. Now, that's a serious subject. How it's very easy for us to judge someone and not get judged ourselves. So a Christian is someone trying to live and let live. Think about that. Now, a Christian is someone who has Christian parents or Christian spouses. Well, now, I'm going to get into, let me see here. We may only get to this one part. Now, what I'm sharing with you is what people on the street would say, okay? Because, guess what? Just because your parents were born again Christians, that don't make you one. All right? You're not a Christian just because your family's Christian. Okay? A lot of people think, well, I go to church, I give money to the church, so I help support the church. that makes me a Christian. No, it don't. It don't make you a Christian by giving money to the church, either on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. Now, they'll pop. Some people say, well, I've been dunked, I've been sprinkled, I've been through the catechisms, I've been confirmed, I got certificates that attest to this, I'm a Christian because I've done all the right stuff. Wrong. All right, let's stop a second here. Now, remember, the call-in is area code 619-924-9788. And if you want, call in. Let me know what you think. All right. Now, a Christian is someone who goes to church. Well, they may have somehow joined the church. They have their names in a church record book somewhere. I'm a Christian because I go to church. Wrong answer. Think about it. I've heard a lot of things over my 30 years of preaching and ministering. I've heard a lot of things that I just went over. And I'm sure there are some answers that I didn't throw in there that you might be able to. What I want us to do today is consider whether these are good answers. Are these really the answers to what is a Christian? To find the answer to the question, what is a Christian? We are going to see what the Bible says. Whew, glory to God. The Bible is the book for Christians and those wanting to know more about Christianity. The Bible tells us about itself. The Bible says it's God-inspired. The Bible tells us that God speaks through its words. So if there's a true definitive answer to what is a Christian, it ought to be in the God-inspired, God-speaking Bible. Glory to God. Now we're going to read some scriptures here. Acts chapter 11, I believe, let's see my notes here. Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. These tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came, he had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all with purpose of heart that they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him into Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. All right. So what does that say? Verse 26 says that the people were first called Christians in Antioch. So if these people were Christians, maybe their story can answer our questions. Can we look at the experience of these people and find out what made them Christian? Can what made them Christians be the same thing that makes us a Christian? Now, frankly, I believe it is. Now, I received the Lord as my Savior August of 1976, on the last Sunday night in August of 1976, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And at that time, when I accepted Him as my Savior, I realized that He went to the cross of Calvary for you and I. Because John 3:16 says, for whosoever, I'm a whosoever, you're a whosoever. Glory to God. Think about it. We're whosoevers. And we have the opportunity to accept salvation through the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go for another minute or so, and then we'll start winding this part one down. So what makes a Christian? We're going to finish this up. And this section up, and then we'll start part two later. Verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they came to Antioch, spoke unto Christians, preaching the Lord Jesus. So what is the good news about Jesus Christ? Well, you have to start with some bad news. First of all, the bad news is all human beings had sin in their lives. God has let us know that what the right way is, the holy way is to live. We are to live like God wants us to live because He is God. He knows what's best for us to live lives with meaning and purpose. But we all fail to live like God wants us to. That's called sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The bad news is we're sinners and under a death sentence. And we're going to close it out right there. Father God, we thank You for Your word, and we give You all the glory and praise. You can contact me through Facebook at facebook.com/RevFergie. And once again, God bless you, and you can also get me at my Facebook. My website is jfministries.com. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. God bless you.